Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're just trying to figure out what Pat likes about this protein bar. And if you know Pat, nothing touches his lips. Nothing touches his lips unless it tastes good to him.
Absolutely. That's right.
We're wondering what's
Even though
it.
The Lord says that they put something before you, you need to eat it.
And?
Is that,
for those that is your that, word. So that is his word right there.
So what happened?
That is his word.
The hand thing. You know?
Tell me what happened with your experience with that. Do share.
Well, I put it in the refrigerator so that later on I could actually try it again to see if it just needed to be chilled or something. We'll try from a different angle. You know, put it around some cake.
That kind of defeats the purpose.
And so I'm in my office. I'm working in my office. And Donna comes, my wife comes into my. She's holding the Ziploc bag. She's holding the Ziploc bag. And she says, I mean, you got to look at this protein bar to understand what I'm talking about. I mean, anyway, she says, what is this?
Why is it in the fridge?
And just something got a hold of me. I don't know what it was. Pat's passed. I don't know what it was. Something got a hold of me. And all of a sudden, humor kicked in. And yeah. I began to explain some other things of what it possibly could be. And she's like, ah! So I was in my office. But I never did get a chance to try it.
And now, so, he has repeatedly asked for a little piece.
I did. It's almost like a liver transplant or something. It's like, what is it legal? Did you make this in Colorado? I mean, what is this? What is it?
It's protein.
Give a big shout out to our Colorado friends out there.
I mean, are you at liberty to disclose the ingredients? I mean, is this?
Well, I don't know. I gave it to you. Well, what's in it?
Does yours taste the same?
No, not slightly.
We're still working on the ingredients with him. Yeah. For some reason, he ventures off and goes somewhere else.
Well, I was given a list of specialty ingredients where I had to go to. No. If you go to this intersection, ask for Bob, he'll give you what you're looking for.
He's very anal. Gotta be just
persnickety,
right.
And I'm like, yes. So I told him, he's like, well, you got to get honey. And he's like, is it in a mason jar? I said, it's in a honey jar. He's like, right. Well, no, that's where you messed
that's
up.
That's not honey, no. You can't get it in a grocery store. I'm sorry.
See?
Yeah.
He leaves that part out. He gives you black and white.
I told you where to get it. You left that part out.
He left that part out.
Well, so he's like a mad scientist over here eating this healthy food. And to me, that kind of effort, it couldn't taste that good. I mean, when you hear the word health and food, that normally comes out like a rice patty smashed up thing or something, like Rice Krispies put together.
Rice cakes.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever try one of those, Chris? Like, this little spongy.
It's air.
It's like air thing.
It's
like
a wafer.
What is that?
Air.
You know, I'm not going to sit here and eat on this. What is this?
Nah,
bone? Like packing peanuts? You know, I don't think so.
I don't eat those either.
But when I found out, though, if you put peanut butter on them,
right? Natural peanut butter.
Well, it's naturally in the jar.
No, that's where you went wrong. See,
that's
if it says peanut butter on the jar, that's not really peanut butter.
I'm seeing what we got here. I think we have a religious spirit. You know what I'm saying? You know, no moon spirit. No moon feast. Wow. No peanut butter. None of this.
This is Pat now.
Yeah, the Lord says you can eat whatever. And
yeah,
okay.
Whatever's laid before you. Whatever's I just choose to lay other things before me.
So then... I don't even know what is the food that you like the least? Raisins? Green peppers?
Like the least? Yeah, I don't like green peppers, no.
What happened? Was it Second Street?
They're just bitter.
There's no taste.
This protein
to them.
Bitter. You call it bitter this protein log taste. That you why make? Eat them? Huh? Seriously, it's bitter?
Green peppers? Yeah, to me they are. The red peppers are as bitter.
They're more expensive.
What, the green ones?
The red ones.
Are they?
Yeah, because I went to the store and I'm like, hey, I like the red. I'll give it a load of red ones. They're like $3 or $4 each.
What?
I know. That's what I said.
Don't
I'm like,
anymore.
I'm going to go back and get the green ones, even if they are bitter. But I think a bell pepper is very good.
Are they?
Yeah, it's very good. The So some of the ingredients in this protein log.
All right. You have oats.
Oats. Like oatmeal? Oats.
Yeah.
Right?
Long oats. Not the instant kind. You've got honey.
Kitty.
Real honey.
Okay, darling.
Made from bees, not from some...
Can you verify the jar of that in case
anyone
wants to buy
honey? Where does honey come from other than bees?
Well, I don't know where the grocery stores get them.
But bees. Apparently that's not real honey.
Apparently it's not.
They're Walmart bees.
Read the ingredients.
We've been hired bees. By Walmart.
Read the jar. Peanut butter.
That I said. I told you peanut
see,
butter.
Now again, you got
natural peanut butter.
Okay, see.
Isn't that like brick putty stuff?
The stuff that you got to mix.
It's not good.
It looks like there's what? Oil on top, then you got to
mix
it.
Yeah, you got to mix it up.
That's real
up
peanut
butter.
Yeah, well,
that's the real
like
deal.
Like some pneumatic tools, right? It's like some hard yeah. brick of...
No.
You don't spread it on like fresh bread.
If it makes your face cringe when you look at it, you're like, oh, that's the good stuff.
It's runny compared to that other stuff, yeah. You could actually turn the jar and it would just pour out.
The oil falls out.
That's how loose it is. Even after you start.
You are talking about peanut butter, right?
I am. Okay, moving on.
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right, that's almonds. Walnuts. Cinnamon. Applesauce. Unsweetened.
Unsweetened
cocoa.
Don't buy the wrong applesauce because I've been you just might have ruined the whole thing.
Almond milk, not soy.
another correction I needed.
Soy milk.
When I first bought it.
Are you taking this personal? We're just
no,
in the recipe.
I was laughing.
He was complaining about his turn. Now.
Yeah, he was telling me, he's just like, what are you doing? I gave you the list. And I'm like, my goodness.
Does this go like in that one protein bar?
Yes. All this goes in that one protein bar.
How much are you like make like a...
It makes about 10, a batch.
10 of those?
Mm-hmm.
I just saw that in the fridge.
Yes. Goodness.
Wow.
All in one fridge.
Yeah.
Now, we have talked about this. I mean, I truly believe he is Betty Crocker. The more and more we delve deeper into his abilities.
He's a good cook.
He is a good cook.
I liked it better, though, when he fixed fried eggs, bacon, and cheese grits. egg would just run down your arm, big thicks of bacon.
I do kind of miss those. Yeah.
Think twice about what was on the label.
That was
the days of old.
No doubt.
He can cook. He can definitely cook.
Yeah, that's it.
So now... So this is you eat that and you like get muscles like that. Is that what happens when you eat?
No.
Well, I'm not going to eat that. What happened?
It doesn't work that way. I wish it did.
That's all
what
I got to do. That's it.
What happened?
You're full.
I mean, you eat that, and so you get in different shape, right? Don't something happen? Is there a reason why you're doing this to yourself?
Well, I had to weigh out my options. All right, eat the donut, the bag of chips, or this protein bar.
Or all three.
I had to lay down the donuts and the chips.
Chips. You were a chip person.
I love these chips.
It was amazing. I mean, your elbow had
been. That was the hardest thing I had to give up. Was most
isn't that amazing?
I mean, there's
what
something
happened?
In them. There's something in them. I'm telling you.
Crack.
I think so.
Makes you go back and get
you
more.
Just can't eat one. I mean, you got to. Anyway.
Chip. Should have worked with Lay's. Well, anyway, so now we understand. I just want to what the mystery was of this bar. So it has applesauce, honey, peanut butter, oats, unsweet chocolate,
mm-hmm.
and
other stuff.
Cereal box tops. You know, something like that, right? Well, if you're looking to stay healthy, the best way to stay healthy, even more than being physically fit, is being spiritually fit. So I encourage you to buy. Don't forget, go to iabuy.org. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.